Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The ultimate power trip is to carry out eugenics. The ultimate power trip, why Bill Gates is always smiling, is controlling other people's destinies and lives. For those out there that have honor and are decent and good, it's embarrassing to wield and exercise power. Unless you absolutely have to do it for the species' survival. But these people revel in it, and like moths to a flame, they are guided to the most extreme forms of power. I'm going to get Wayne Madsen's take on Obama's climate czar and multiple textbooks he published calling for forced sterilization, poisons in the water and food. He's going to be with us for 30 minutes, but the main reason I have him on is he continues to really get a lot of inside info on assassination squads. And I remember a few months ago he added, with some inside intel from D.C., a lot to the picture of dealing with Cheney and his hit squads and this assassination group. Of course, Cy Hirsch reportedly broke all of this 4 years ago. And now it is coming out that it was Budo that one of the hit teams killed. That was clear. That Madsen said that months ago. That's now mainstream news. So I wanted to kind of get him on and squeeze him for more info on this subject. Now, one of my films and many of the articles we've written years ago covered how Delta Force has been used even before Bush as a hit team. It's just they've expanded what the Special Combat Applications group out of Georgia, out of Fort Bragg, has been doing and what they've been up to. And then I remember UPI and Reuters articles from 2002 when the Israelis bragged they had hit teams operating in friendly countries, including the U.S., killing U.S. citizens. So imagine how big this scandal is going to get when two and two is put together that it's also foreign assets going around killing people, even inside the U.S. Wayne Madsen, good to have you on with us.
Good to be with you, Alex.
Yeah, give us the latest on what's really happening with these hit teams and where this scandal's going of illegal murder.
Well, it may, this Cheney team, of course, I had a very good source that contacted me that told me basically that this Cheney squad, which is now thought to really be centered around this Joint Special Operations Command, apparently the CIA was involved from the very beginning after 9/11 with something called the Worldwide Attack Matrix that was developed by then CIA Director George Tenet. And that's what they're owning up to, targeting al-Qaeda leaders in various countries. But it expanded after that. The CIA said, this is outrageous. We don't want any part of this. This harkens back to the charges made against the agency in the 70s with the Church Frank Church Committee hearing and the other oversight committees.
Death squads. Planetary death squads that can be delivered in 12 hours.
Right, and now apparently this JSOC, Joint Special Operations Command team, was working very closely with Israel's Mossad, specifically the Kedan unit. Kedan is the Hebrew word for bayonet. That unit specializes in assassinations and kidnappings. And something else that may have entered into this, and the reason why Cheney wants this to go away real fast, the story is this group may have been involved in sabotage, including the sabotage of Iranian military and civilian airliners. And as of today, we know that there was a Caspian Airlines plane flying from Tehran to the capital of Armenia that crashed and killed some 168 people. So this,
and this is huge because the White House separately admits that they've been hiring destabilization teams inside Iran, including bombing mosques and things. Wayne Madsen, stay right there. This is such important information. We're going to go through this in detail with breaking information from Wayne Madsen. WayneMadsenReport.com, by the way. We've linked his stories up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But he's up there on the hill and just always a great source of info.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happened easy.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I want everybody to listen to us very, very carefully. Because the information you're about to hear is a vitally important window into the mindset of the global elite running our society today. Now, in 1979, Jimmy Carter set up the Delta Force. It was officially set up in early 1980. And they've been used for high-profile hostage rescues, assassinations of leaders, terrorist groups, and others. And it's a group above the military that operates under the orders of the National Security Council and the President. They have radically expanded the size of Delta Force. Delta Force was used April 19th, 1993, in Waco. And the Delta Force documents were declassified. They were in there pulling triggers. They followed orders. They went in with infantry maneuvers, put bombs on top of the church records vault area where the women and children were hiding and blew it to bits. They were ordered to do it by the FBI and by the President, and they did it. It's on record. They were there pulling triggers. You can see the flare footage of them in infantry maneuvers coming out the backs of the APCs, the Bradleys, and firing. And then going in and planting the bunker munition, the shape charge that then killed the people inside. We've had General Benton K. Parton on, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, to cover that. So understand, Delta Force will kill you if ordered to do so. They will kill children if ordered to do so. And I'm not here even attacking our military, folks. And I'm not even saying all Delta Force squadrons are involved in this. But it's a fact. Delta Force was killing and pulling triggers in Waco. That's just a fact. So you got a problem? Have it with them. Now, that said, things have gotten a lot worse under Bush, obviously, and Delta Force would run around the world staging terror attacks. This is not my opinion. And Wayne Madsen's about to break inside info here.
One thing I wanted to mention, too, is I'm aware of Delta Force personnel who are operating under contract to this Joint Special Operations Command. This was a unit that reported to Donald Rumsfeld and was working with this Office of Special Plans, this rival intelligence agency set up within the Pentagon under Paul Wolfowitz and Douglas Feith. I'm aware that Israeli military and Mossad people would come into the Pentagon, not even sign in according to the established procedures. They didn't want a record of them ever being there where these plans were discussed. So this was a joint JSOC Mossad operation that reported directly to Dick Cheney. It was under Dick Cheney's command, outside any control of the CIA. This is why I believe the CIA pulled out of the thing when they realized this foreign intelligence agency was involved. And the CIA's history with Mossad is tortured, to say the best about it. I think George Tenet knows about this. Before this gets out of hand, I would expect that Mr. Tenet may be talking about this a lot more, because it was his agency that was the only one that stood between Cheney's book and these targets. Now, a number of targets were taken out, and the CIA knows how this was violating all kinds of established procedures and how they would get in hot water. That they kept it on the books. Panetta got rid of it. I think it's very interesting that President Obama recently extended the Secret Service protection for Mr. Cheney for another 6 months. I think they're very, very afraid that there's going to be warrants out for Cheney's arrest for homicide from various countries around the world, possibly including Pakistan. And so the Secret Service, I believe, that protection is extended to protect Cheney. And I have to wonder why the Obama White House is even interested in protecting this guy, since he is since he may be responsible for several murders around the world, including that of ex Prime Minister Bhutto. One of the other things this group specialized in was poisoning people. Now there may be evidence that Yasser Arafat, who was reported to died of a blood disorder, may have also been poisoned by this group.
Now, Wayne Madsen, you're dropping bombshell after bombshell, and the problem is, I know everything you're saying is true, because almost everything you're talking about has already come out in the news here and there. Israel, in Reuters and in UPI, bragged in 2002, I'm going to pull the article, that they had hit teams operating in friendly countries, quote, killing terrorists or terrorist suspects, including the United States. Then, Cy Hirsch, 5 years ago, wrote big New Yorker magazine articles about U.S. special forces on the ground staging terror attacks inside Iran. Then in 2007, as has been reported widely, this is all on record, the White House puts out a press release saying, yes, and I guess they had to do this to act like it was normal and kosher so other parts of the government would not launch investigations. You know, one way to cover up is just to come out in the open like it's, you know, like you're whistling in the wind as you walk out of somebody's front door with their jewelry and computers and family silver. But to make a long story short, the point I'm trying to get at here is they admit they're in Iran blowing up mosques, bombing police stations, bombing dams, shooting people, trying to destabilize. They're funding four terror groups, three of them Wahhabist out of Saudi Arabia, run by the number three in Al-Qaeda. The White House openly running Al-Qaeda attacks, Sunni against Shiite-based Iran. And then Obama has the nerve to deny the U.S. is involved in Iran. Meanwhile, we know this group is involved over there. Meanwhile, we know they're running hit teams all over the world. Meanwhile, We know they killed Benazir Bhutto. She was shot on TV, and then our news said she hit her head. That's how dumb they think the American people are when the whole world laughed at us. So I'm probably going to hold you past the half hour because I'm ranting here. Wayne, go through this slowly because you've got a lot of inside intel. This story had already broken, but you added a lot to it in the last few months at WayneMadsenReport.com that then months later comes out in the mainstream media to be true. If I was Tenet, I would be singing because this is the type of thing I've seen in the past when CIA directors die in canoe accidents or kayak accidents suddenly in their backyard, or suddenly they get a 24-hour brain tumor. This is explosive info. And would this be the kind of team they would use on a Deborah Jean Palfrey supplying hookers for Cheney, or would they just hire mafia hitmen for that?
Well, on this group, and I believe that Tenet is the most likely to come forward because out of all the people in this town, he's the one who really doesn't have many friends here. They're not going to touch General Hayden because he's a retired Air Force general, was at NSA, Deputy Director of National Intelligence, CIA Director. He may be guilty of involvement in this, but he's not going to be touched. So you're going to touch Porter Goss either, because Porter Goss was a member of the House of Representatives and was chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Those guys, for whatever they did, are not going to be touched. The guy who they could go after, though, is the guy with very few friends in this town, and that's George Tenet. The only thing Tenet has is a Presidential Medal of Freedom that was draped over his head by George W. Bush, and that, and about $3.45 will get him a latte grande at Starbucks. So Tenet, I think, is the likely person who will come forward, whether he's called to testify before the House Intelligence Committee. Another telling thing will be this House Intelligence Committee probe they're talking about, and maybe one in the Senate as well, the Senate Intelligence Committee, will it be done in camera, in classified session, or will it be done in public? If it's done behind closed doors without the public being in on the hearings, I think it's an indication that this program was much worse than what has been advertised. I noticed Cheney sending his daughter, Liz Cheney, out to say, oh, well, this was just targeting Al-Qaeda members. Well, if that's the case, what's the big problem here? It's obviously it's much more than that, and they're trying to do the Cheneys are trying to do damage control here. But here's something very interesting about how it was operated. This group was operating out of the Pentagon. I know for a fact that ex-Delta Force contractors who were working for JSOC were sent into Iran.
Wait a minute. Let me stop you. Yeah. I don't mean to interrupt, but that's important. You're saying this is above Delta Force, that they're actually sheet-dipping them out of Delta. So these are men, quote, formerly associated with Special Forces.
Right, and some of these guys actually went to work at the CIA in something called the Special Activities Division. Everybody might remember Mike Spann, the guy who was killed at Mazar-e Sharif when we first went into Afghanistan. He's the guy who found Lind, John Walker Lind, amongst those prisoners. He was killed. So SAD was involved in this from the beginning, but then the CIA said, hey, wait a minute, this is something we don't want any part of.
It's above Delta. You were saying they were in Iran. Go ahead.
They were in Iran in one case. I know they were operating under journalistic cover. They went in as American journalists, but they were there to identify soft targets for assassinations and sabotage. This occurred in 2003. So this program was ongoing. We know that there were a number of airplane crashes in Iran. Some took out top officers in the Revolutionary Guards, the elite Iran military force. There were civilian airliners targeted, as well as a Russian-built plane that went down carrying a number of Ukrainian and Russian engineers to the city of Isfahan. Now, Isfahan was the center for Iran's uranium enrichment program. We may have Cheney's fingerprints on a number of airplane crashes in Iran that were sabotage.
Incredible info. WayneMadsenReport.com. Our sites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us. Just unbelievably important information when Wayne Madsen will be with us into the next segment. I want to also get his take on eugenicists in the federal government as well before he leaves us. And any other big breaking news he's working on, because you're hearing a lot of this here first.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 15th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $926.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $952.99, $476.49 for the half ounce, or $238.25 for a quarter ounce. That's $952.99, $476.49, or $238.25.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's premium, the letter E, cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go.
If you're a new listener and you heard me say that the United States government's funding Al Qaeda inside Iran, that's not a joke. Believe me, I wish it was. That's how two-faced all this is. None of it means anything. The Wahhabis were created by British intelligence. They worked for the West. They go in and overthrow any Muslim nation or Middle Eastern nation the globalists don't control. And Wayne Madsen is staying with us into the next segment to talk about some other issues as well. But I've noticed we've seen Newt Gingrich running around in the news saying we need to run black ops and sabotage inside Iran. And we were talking during the break, Wayne, you're saying that's him hiding in plain view because one of his chief aides has been involved in this special operation.
Worked for Douglas Feith in the Office of Special Plans, and Ludi was very much part of this special unit that was operating basically under the orders of Dick Cheney. I would also point out that Donald Rumsfeld's military aide, a guy named Stephen Bucci, was in the chain of command for these JSOC ex-Delta Force guys who were probing soft targets in Iran. Rumsfeld and Cheney are neighbors over in St. Michael's on the Eastern Shore in Maryland. They're very good friends. They're soulmates. Very core, and I think the one name that has not come up with this is Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld, his personnel, whether contractor or active duty special ops, who were carrying out these attacks in concert with these Kadan people. Kadan is a Hebrew word for bayonet, as I said, specialize in assassinations and kidnappings and sabotage. Quite active in Iran's nuclear facility in Pakistani, that of Pakistan as well. They were active in Pakistan against the Pakistan nuclear program. I would also point out that Eric Holder, it's very interesting what he's saying. He says, well, he's considering a special prosecutor to look at torture. I believe that's a diversion because as bad as torture is, it comes nowhere to political assassinations. Torture victims, of course, may be scarred psychologically for life, but people who are assassinated, that's it, they're gone.
Plus, this shows the chain of command. We didn't have you potted up at first. Give us the name again of the Gingrich minion and how he was involved.
Well, William Ludi worked under this Office of Special Plans. He worked for Douglas Feith. Now, there were Israeli Mossad and IDF officers coming into the Pentagon during this time, going to see Feith and Ludi, were not signing in. There was no record of them entering or leaving the Pentagon. This was in complete violation of established Pentagon security procedures. I know from talking to people who worked there, they were shocked. Even longtime civil service secretaries were shocked at the ease of access these Israelis had.
Is Feith Mossad like the White House chief of staff?
Well, his father, Feith's father, was a longtime official of the Zionist Organization of America. You could just say, what are they? Obviously, they're an Israeli front, whether they're a Mossad front, who knows? But they're definitely part of this.
Well,
this
my issue is love Israel or hate Israel. Israeli spies shouldn't be above our own generals in this special office set up by Bush, and they're like gods who show up and go past all the security and then brag in the U.S. news that they've got hit teams here pulling triggers. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, that's right. And I would also note that we're told that this operation began after 9/11, but there's an indication that it may actually have been active prior to 9/11 because there was an assassination carried out against the father of Iran's missiles, a man named Ali Mahmoudi Mehman, who was assassinated by an explosion at a laboratory south of Tehran on, get the date, July 11th, 2001, 2 months prior to 9/11. So if that was this joint JSOC, Mossad team. In those days, it may have included the CIA. What role did that particular group play in what happened 2 months later?
Well, how are they operating in Iran? I mean, they're doing this through operatives they've got working for them, right?
They have a number of spies, agents, even ethnic Persians were spying for these individuals, as well as the Mojahideen Khalq, the terrorist group that was Richard Pearl's favorite organization.
The Prince of Darkness, Richard Pearl. Unbelievable. Stay there, Wayne. Let's get into any other important facets of this. Then I got a few other important issues I want to bring up to you as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Well, I'm not the kind. All right, for those of you that are patiently holding, your calls are coming up at 1-800-259-9231. We got Dr. Michael Kaufman, a climatologist, biologist, expert in forest ecology, is what one of his PhDs is in. He'll be joining us to talk about the global carbon tax, the eugenicist, in light of the new textbooks. It's not textbook, it's now multiple governmental-level textbooks. This is post-PhD level master planning. And he's put out a statement about it saying it's a textbook. Well, what's wrong with the textbook discussing how we need to poison you and sterilize you? Wayne Madsen, though, finishing up, I really appreciate you coming on with us. Other breaking news in and around this. I mean, I've really become to respect the amount of inside info. And, you know, if you don't break a story, you always then break huge new facets to it that no matter how wild it sounds, always ties in later and is vindicated. But so much of what you talked about these special hit teams, was really already hidden in plain view. My question to you is, and then anything else you've got to add, is why is it now breaking? Why is it now coming out? Because a few people talked about how the CIA was caught lying. Is the CIA trying to cover its butt? What's going on here?
Well, I think Leon Panetta, when he after he arrived at the CIA, was being briefed on some things and probably asked a couple of questions about this particular program. And when he realized how explosive this, no pun intended, could be, he said, well, let's get out from under this. Well, I'm going to cancel our residual involvement in this particular program before this thing. Because I think we know what all the math here in Washington for a scandal. It's summertime. Remember, Watergate broke in the summertime. The hearings were held in the summertime. All those revelations. Iran-Contra broke in the summertime. So we have a lot of revelations that Iran-Contra broke in the summertime. We have a history of that. I think he knows as an experienced politician what could happen here. And I think we're seeing control leaks now out of the CIA about this program. We see Cheney battling back by trying to say, oh, it was only Al-Qaeda that was targeted. Well, certainly one of the names that came up was the sudden death of the president of Turkmenistan. He was a dictator, by the way. Saparmurat Niyazov, also called Turkmenbashi, which means head of the Turkmen. He decided not to allow his airspace or his territory to be used by the United States against Iraq or Afghanistan or any attack on Iran. He died suddenly. His country is rich in natural gas and oil.
Well, Wayne, this is seven-year-old news for us, but every time the CIA or the FBI or Special Forces cornered bin Laden or real Al-Qaeda, they were ordered to stand down. That's now mainstream news. It's finally, you know, been all over TV and radio the last few months. And every time we turn around, they're working with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. And we had the airlift of evil after the liberation of Kabul. The Special Forces colonels even went to the newspapers. It was in the San Francisco Chronicle, as you know, and said, what's going on here? We were ordered to take the Taliban, give them a bunch of money, and fly them out to Pakistan on C-130s. And I said at the time, to start the next destabilization of Pakistan. I mean, from your deep research and working with the NSA and working at Office of Naval Reconnaissance, is Taliban Al-Qaeda a wholly owned subsidiary of British Mossad and CIA, or is it like a client, just like any other mercenary group?
Well, I have a classified French intelligence document that states that bin Laden and his group were under the active operational control of CIA and MI up until 1995. Now, the reason Patrick Fitzgerald, this went after bin Laden for the 1993 World Trade Center bombing is because he knew that. And to go after bin Laden would say, well, he's going after somebody who was under the operational control of U.S. British intelligence at the time. So Fitzgerald, of course, is a very dirty prosecutor. He's been used in the past. He let, you know, Scooter Libby basically off by not getting him for what he really did, and that was exposing Valerie Plame and her network was actually monitoring this nuclear proliferation, some of which is Turkish and Israeli intelligence assets. He made sure that she was, you know, that was never brought. Those charges never brought against Libby. They got him for the other stuff.
Look at what Sybil Edmonds heard. She heard him, a criminal group laundering money, selling drugs, involved in human trafficking, above government, commanding government forces, running the terrorist. And you were getting into who they were assassinating where. You were talking about a dictator being killed when I interrupted with just the fact that for Cheney to claim that the hit teams are killing Al-Qaeda is ridiculous, because Al-Qaeda is clearly a tool they're using and protecting and kind of moving around the chessboard to destabilize areas, or they move them into an area for a pretext for Western military force to be brought to bear. Where do you see all this going? I mean, is Cheney going to get in trouble? Is Libby going to get in trouble? Is Rumsfeld going to get in trouble? Or is Obama going to continue this? I have to say it is a positive sign that Panetta's doing this, or is Panetta just doing this because he knows it's so criminal he wants to protect his own butt?
Well, I think Panetta not only wants to protect himself, he hasn't been CIA director, he wants to protect the agency, which he is right now. There's all kinds of new players. We got Admiral Blair over as Director of National Intelligence now. He wants now the power to appoint, station chiefs, that work for him, not for Panetta. There's a big problem there. U.S. intelligence is in a state of turmoil right now. This is not helping matters very much. And obviously, Panetta's trying to protect the CIA at Langley. And he, that's why he's you know, saying, look, we got out from underneath this thing. We should also remember that Iran's government tried to turn over to us one of bin Laden's lieutenants and the son of Osama bin Laden. And of course, how did the neocons running the Pentagon respond to that? We were coming into airplanes and killing Iranian scientists. That's how they responded to that offer. So you have to wonder, you know, what was the whole purpose of this thing, and why is it that Cheney is putting it out through his daughter that we were only targeting Al Qaeda? I've written that there were leaders of guerrilla movements in Indonesia that looked like they were targeted by this operation. Politicians in Nigeria. These were not Al Qaeda members by any stretch, but these were targets of opportunity that would help Cheney line his own pockets and those of his oil friends. And I think we're seeing much more of that starting to come out, and also to gin up problems for Iran. This whole thing looks like it had every intention of killing people who were not in Al Qaeda, not members of Al Qaeda.
Sure, Wayne Madsen. Well, yeah, Al Qaeda is a tool used to kill the Constitution, kill the Bill of Rights, and let the military-industrial complex take over the whole world. In closing, any other intel on other big breaking stories that we should watch the horizon for? But one more question along this line before you answer that one. Are Israel planning to attack Iran? Is the United States planning to back them up? What do these statements by Biden mean about that Israel has a right by itself to attack, and the U.S. will support that? Is Israel in a ramping up mode for all of this aggression, or are they becoming discredited in any way, or do they just not care? And it's damn the maneuvers go straight at us. I mean, is this just, where do you see things going?
Well, two Israeli naval vessels just transited the Suez Canal with the permission of Egypt, I might add. And it said that was a message, a warning message to Iran. We know that the Netanyahu-Lieberman government over there has every intention of launching an attack against Iran, especially since Ahmadinejad was reelected as president. This is a government that is extremely right-wing, extremely pro-war. So I don't think we can rule anything. I believe that the Israeli government under Netanyahu and Lieberman is much more warlike than any of the missives we're hearing out of Tehran. They're in basically a defensive mode over there right now. And they had all the turmoil on the streets, and I've reported that, you know, Soros and his gang were basically manipulating a lot of that on both sides, I would add, as his want to do. But I believe now this plane crash today in Iran that killed a number of Iranians of Armenian descent. The plane was on its way to Armenia. Armenia and Iran have very good close relations, but I believe that could be a warning message. That plane was seen. The tail section was on fire before it crashed. It could be another case of sabotage, but why do it? That could be a warning by this secret group. Don't probe too far because we're still active. We pulled this one off, and you know the next plane could be one here in the United States carrying.
What about Air France and that other one that crashed in the ocean? I mean, planes keep blowing up and falling into the ocean after strange terror alerts.
Well, the Air France plane had two passengers on board who were flying to Geneva for the annual small arms survey, where they come out and talk. You know, they talk about weapons proliferators, small arms proliferators. That's a multi-billion-dollar business. So it's quite clear that these individuals were threats to that industry. One of the big kingpins in that industry is in Brazil. There was another terrorist threat against another Air France plane from Buenos Aires, flying to Paris just before that crash. We may have on our hands here an aviation terrorism terrorism group operating under government cover. And that, I think, should work everybody.
Well, it's perfect. I mean, the globalist, the Interpol international system runs airport security, and it's always been their favorite way to kill people, blowing them up in aircraft.
And Israeli security companies, mostly ex-Mossad individuals, have contracts to provide a lot of security at airports, including many here in the United States, and for many international airlines, including U.S. airlines.
Oh, it just gets worse and worse. And any word on when they're planning to go ahead and attack Iran and how?
Well, you know, we've seen so many so much chatter, what they call indications and warning in the past. The Israelis will never show their hands. So these, you know, sending the ships through the Suez Canal, you can never pinpoint any type of attack. But let's face it, Israel cannot attack Iran without the military support of the United States. We control the airspace between Israel and Iran, so anything they would do would have to have our cooperation.
And was the revolution trying to get the United States behind the attack to demonize the Iranians?
Well, I think so, and it's also, you know, try to soften up Iran by creating a domestic problem in that country to create maybe rifts within the Iranian military, within Iranian intelligence and security. Whether that has happened or not, I think it's anyone's guess, obviously.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it was a smokescreen cover to insert more operatives and during the fog of war and hysteria to set up some other programs they're going to be launching very soon.
Well, that's right. And but I think the Obama's got a real problem. He's trying to do this outreach to Iran, and with more revelations coming out about this JSOC Mossad operation targeting Iranian military commanders and Iranian scientists, that could really derail anything the administration has in mind.
This is like Bay of Pigs trying to sabotage Kennedy?
Well, it very well could be, absolutely.
All right, Wayne Madsen, we really appreciate you coming on the broadcast with us today, and we'll talk to you again next week, WayneMadsenReport.com. Appreciate all the info.
Okay.
Yeah, his phone was bad today because we last minute got him on from the road, but next week we'll get him on via a landline. There was Wayne Madsen. Okay, they're socializing healthcare right now, socializing medicine, socializing opening up the borders. The globalists are making their move on every front. All these world leaders are calling to dump the dollar, and Geithner has said they want to do that, but he said it's part of an evolutionary process. They want to do it a little bit slower. They want to phase it out. I suggest people get into silver and gold. So before we go to break, I wanted to briefly bring Ted Anderson up. He did an offer here a few days ago of gold that he bought at the price of $9.13. Gold is now above $9.40, and he is running out of the special coins he has at that price, but he can still offer you gold in the market that he bought at the 9.13 level. You can buy it in fractions of an ounce, or you can buy it as an ounce. And Ted's got a lot of coins available at that 9.13 level, with it now racing above 9.40. So this is win-win-win. This is like being able to buy a stock in the stock market when it's up at a much lower price. Just a very, very safe bet in my book. There's no perfect bet in finances and money today, but gold and silver is outperforming everything else. And this is a great deal, and a great patriot who owns the Genesis Network and Midas Resources. Ted's been buying, selling, and trading gold and silver for 30 years and had Midas now for 12 years. Ted, how much longer can you hold this deal on gold and silver? We haven't had a deal this good in 3 or 4 months that I know of.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, it really is up to how many people decide to buy and how my stock is holding. I mean, yesterday I told you that we'd hold it till midnight. I'm going to hold it again still till midnight. I don't know how I can make this easier for people to buy gold and silver. I mean, we still have those Lakotas at $18.17. When silver was close to $14, they were $21. Right now, I also have the British Sovereign currently at $2.66. relatively speaking, that should be closer to the 276, 279. The French franc right now, 216. Again, a coin that should be sitting somewhere around 221. And that's because gold and silver's gone up like it has. And I did lock into this stuff last week when the prices were lower. I mean, I don't know how I can make this easier for people to buy it. I mean, if you take a look, the Treasury right now, Alex, has, let's see, U.S. Treasury, I just did some math on it. They have 286.9 million ounces of gold. If we went back to the gold standard, in order to adjust it based upon the amount of gold they have in the $1.569 trillion worth of paper that they've created, including this bailout stuff that we've done, we'd have $5,468.80 for the spot price of gold to back the U.S. dollar today. Just do the math. The value of the dollar is going through the toilet. It's lost 30% just since 2001 against foreign currencies, and I just don't think that that trend is going to change.
Well, people need to stop procrastinating. I wish that I would have gotten into more gold and silver back 5-6 years ago when it was $300 an ounce. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's pushing up at 1,000 again, but Ted's got it at 913. In fact, gold was still going up last time I checked. Where is it right now, Ted?
Well, the highest price today was 942 gold. Right now it's sitting at 940. And it honestly, Alex, it's a reflection of what's going on in that market. The United States dollar's getting destroyed by the policies of our government.
Well, regardless, people need to move into gold and silver today. And I don't know where they're going to find a better deal on silver and gold. We'll tell people about a few of those coins and the offer and the phone number when we get back. Then take some of your phone calls and get Dr. Michael Kaufman on. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Michael Kaufman coming up.
Front porch sitting.
He's got a new film out, Global Warming, Emerging Science and Understanding. It's excellent. It's available at Infowars.com, I would add, on the online video bookstore. At Infowars.com, or you can call toll-free to get any of my books or videos, the books and videos we carry, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We'll be going live at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 6 minutes. Okay, Ted Anderson, fire out for folks that want to take advantage of gold at the 913 level, at silver at a lower level than it is now, that you bought. And instead of doing what all the other gold and silver brokers do, they jack prices up. And that's okay to do. It's a free market. You got to pay bills. I got to keep the lights on. But Ted really has started really growing in the market, becoming a very well-known name over the last decade plus, because he likes to buy it when it goes down a bit and then sell it when it's high at the same low price. And the problem is it hardly ever goes down anymore for him to do that. But here's one of those times you can take advantage of this. So, Ted, tell folks about the coins, silver and gold, you've got from the lower price.
Yeah, the silver coin that I referred to earlier was the Lakota coin, which is the coin that sort of flies in the face of the Fed. If you look it up, Lakota Bank, you'll see that that coin is being used as currency in places. It trades right now at $18.17, and I have to say, it's probably one of the most beautiful coins in silver you'll ever buy. The other thing is the francs and the British sovereigns. Currently right now, 216 for a franc. I can't think of a better way to own a piece of gold in small fraction that you can use in case of any kind of emergency. I can put you anywhere in the world, and that coin is money. Recognized not just here in the United States and South America,
look,
but Africa.
The globalists are even trying to phase out cash. People keep asking what the global currency is. They're going to bankrupt all the currencies of the world. They stated it. By the time they're done, we're going to have world biometric thumbprint face scan. That's going to be your money. That's why we've got to try to keep cash and gold and silver alive. More importantly, gold and silver. What else do you have, Ted?
Well, then we also have the British sovereign. I do have a list of other coins. I mean, we've got the eagles. We have even a few buffalo coins, if you're interested and you ask about them.
And that's factored in at the lower price from the lower market.
Yep, that's exactly right. And, I have to say this, Alex. When gold became legal here in the United States in 1974, when Richard Nixon made it legal, it was $35 an ounce. Before that inflationary boom, that end run had happened, gold went up 24 times to $850 an ounce where it peaked. Just the same 24-time increase from 255 gold is going to put us over $6,000 an ounce just if we had what happened in the 1970s. And I think everybody can agree that we're having a much greater meltdown in our economic system than the 70s had ever pretended to have.
Let's explain that. Gold went from 30-something bucks an ounce to 800-something an ounce. Last time something like this happened, this time it's at 900 and something. What's going to happen if it goes up? So speculatively, as a speculator, and again, this is risky if you buy this for speculation, it could potentially explode stratospherically. But the reason I buy is for insurance, is for peace of mind, as a hedge against an imploding economy and inflation. Those are great deals Ted Anderson has. Give Midas Resources a call. They'll be there till midnight Central Standard Time. That's 10 p.m. Pacific. Give them the number, Ted.
Yeah, 1-800-686-2237. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237. And as always, I really appreciate it that people are willing to support the Genesis Network.
I don't know how it supports it, Ted. I've seen the actual sales sheets. What, on some of these gold coins, you make like $4 or something? How dare you even make $4? Look, folks, you can't find a better deal. He's selling these lower than the market is right now. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Midas Resources are there to take your calls, 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted Anderson.
Thanks a lot.
Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.